You may have heard on Morning Edition, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly gave an exclusive interview to NPR's John Burnett. They talked about a wide range of issues, including the Russia investigation, North Korea, and also immigration. We're going to dig a little deeper now on that issue of immigration with some of the interview you haven't heard. And John Burnett is here. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's listen to another interesting clip from your interview. Kelly was laying out his thoughts on people entering the country illegally with a different tone than President Trump.
The vast majority of the people that move illegally into the United States are not bad people. They're not criminals. They're not MS-13. But they're also not people that would easily assimilate into the United States. They're overwhelmingly rural people. In the countries they come from, fourth, fifth, sixth grade educations are kind of the norm. They're coming here for a reason, and I sympathize with the reason. But the laws are the laws.
John, that is the first time I've heard about the rural background of immigrants being used as a reason why they shouldn't be allowed to enter the country.
I mean, what's interesting about his answer is that he spoke more compassionately on the one hand than we hear from the president when he has this polarizing rhetoric almost any time he talks about immigration and all these people that are coming over here and doing all this damage to the U.S. And then you heard in the same answer, Kelly said these people are not like us and they have these, you know, poor educations and they don't assimilate well, which I think is also very much reflective of the thinking of the White House. As we know, they want fewer immigrants across the board, whether it's temporary protected status or refugees or legal immigrants or undocumented immigrants. You know, I thought it was an interesting answer where he kind of balanced both sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that this administration has been talking about is separating families caught crossing the border illegally in order to discourage people from doing that. And there was a policy shift this week from the Department of Justice that would actually make that the policy of the U.S. Let's listen here to John Kelly. And this is the first time we're hearing this audio.
A big name of the game is deterrence.
And so family separation stands as a pretty tough deterrent.
Could be a tough deterrent. A much faster turnaround on asylum seekers.
Even though people say that's cruel and heartless to take a mother away from her children.
Yeah, I think cruel and heartless, I wouldn't put it quite that way. The children will be taken care of.
Yeah.
They'll put into foster care or whatever. But the big point is they elected to come illegally into the United States. And this is a technique that no one hopes will be used extensively or for very long.
John, this is a pretty significant policy shift.
And actually, the first time we ever heard about family separation to be used as a deterrent for migrants coming up from Central America and crossing the border illegally was from John Kelly a number of months ago. And at the time, people were horrified that he would suggest it. And here it is. It is now U.S. policy that if a family crosses the border illegally, immigration agents will refer them for prosecution. They'll arrest them and they will put them in a federal jail for crossing the border for a number of weeks, and they will take their children away and put them in these juvenile shelters elsewhere. And the administration very much wants to use this as a deterrent to scare potential immigrants down south from coming here.
One of the central pieces of this administration's immigration policy has been the idea of a border wall. And you asked John Kelly about that and the additional National Guard members placed at the border. Here's Kelly.
Physical barriers work. You know, Mr. Trump from 2 years before he became the president-elect was talking about barriers along the border. He acknowledged the fact way back then that this was not going to be a concrete wall from sea to shining sea, that there were places we didn't need a wall. There's other places, particularly where you're close to cities on the U.S. side, where you very definitely need a barrier. You know, the border barrier system from the Pacific Ocean along the California border cut illegal immigration by 97%.
Now, the White House doesn't seem like it's budging on this issue, but neither is Congress. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, what's happening is that in its fiscal year 2019 budget, Homeland Security has asked for 200 more miles of border for wall, and that will, I think, be concentrated, as Kelly said, in the populated areas that don't already have a border wall. So it's far less than what the president wants, but they're going to keep coming back and back and back and asking for more miles of the border wall. So it's a little we're kind of unsure, you know, where this thing is headed, mm-hmm. but they seem to be pretty committed, you know, to continue building these barriers as Congress appropriates the money. And as Kelly said, mainly in the urban areas.
That's NPR's John Burnett. And there was a lot more to this interview. We've got a link to a transcript of the entire interview at hereandnow.org. John, thanks.
Sure, Jeremy. Happy to be here.